welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I am sitting here with my favorite rogue buddy here, Doc Bill, with Seppel Island Birdhouses.
Seppel Island Birdhouses is the place to be. If you're thinking about a destination, whether it's a destination wedding or just having a unique beach to yourself, consider Seppel Island Birdhouses. SeppelIslandBirdhouses.com. Phone number is 912-223-6515 for your summer fun.
Summer fun or spring fun, too. Now, you mentioned destination weddings in Seppel. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that a little bit later in the show, because that's a great idea. I know our guest, Brenda, just mentioned to us in the last segment that for her, destination weddings is really going outside of the state. But there are quite a few destination weddings that I've seen on Seppel, so that's a good one to bring in. And speaking of my guest, Brenda, Brenda is joining us today, who is a destination wedding expert, and she is the founder and president of With This Ring Destination Wedding and Honeymoon Travel Agency. So welcome back to the show, Brenda.
Thank you so much.
You know, Brenda, I remember when I got married and I didn't have a destination wedding. I was just basically going from my house to the hotel. But that dress had to just be, you know, handled so delicately. So how on earth are brides doing this when they travel with their wedding gown? I mean, how is packing? What goes on with that?
Well, first thing they have to do is understand that they don't really need to go with a big ball gown if they're going away. So the dress, the choice of dress is very important. Mm-hmm. Most airlines are very accommodating. If they put them in the garment bags, most flight attendants will be delighted to make room for that garment bag. Matter of fact, a lot of my colleagues now are supplying garment bags with their corporate names on them for brides for destination weddings, which I think is a really nice idea. But brides have to be mindful of the type of dress. So, again, it's got to be something that's cool and breezy and light and definitely not a ball gown that's going to take up much space and be very cumbersome to travel with.
Well, that I think that's a really good point, too, is that you really need to think about the destination where you're choosing, what your options are, and then look at what the options are for your dress and your attire. Because also I would think in talking about travel and like what you just mentioned, you know, having your gown accommodated in terms of storage on the airplane, that there are some other things we might want to take into account as well. Things like, you know, planning a flight that maybe is a nonstop flight. Are there some other things that maybe we should look at with the travel, extra travel part of it?
Nonstop is ideal. What happens to Anita is a lot of times guests love to arrive early, but that property may not be ready for you early. So we advise our clients to always walk with a carry-on bag that has a change of clothes, a swimming suit, anything to take the stress off. So if you arrive and the room is not ready, most properties will supply a day room to where you can change into a swimming suit and go spend time on the beach instead of worrying, waiting on luggage, or if your luggage gets misplaced or lost. So that's always something to remind. Take a change of clothes, take a swimming suit, any medications, anything like that, put in your carry-on bag and keep your hand on that at all times.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And I know working with someone like yourself, a travel agent, you can actually help them arrange those kind of things with the hotel as well, which is a good reason why they should use someone like yourself in planning a destination wedding.
We do, and that is the advantage of having a travel agent. We do have rapport with our suppliers. We do have rapport with the hotels and properties. And when you have group contracts, you can negotiate certain other amenities to make it more appealing to the couples and make their stays even more special than they normally would be.
Absolutely. Now, I think Doc Bill was wanting to ask you a couple of things as well around sort of the travel and planning part.
And in regards, if a bride had a wedding coordinator, would that person handle most of this working with a company like that, or would that still be handled through the bride?
Most times, the properties have their own wedding planners, but some brides do request that they have a planner stateside, and that stateside planner then works in conjunction with the planner on site. There are some of us who function as both. I am a destination wedding planner as well as a travel agent, so I can fill both of those roles when needed. But most properties have awesome, awesome wedding planners who can handle all the details, such as the flowers, the table decor, things like that for the bride, as well as documents.
You know, that's a really good point, and just, you know, kind of coordinating both of those. And again, that's why it's good to use someone like yourself. And speaking of that, how can people get in touch with you? Let's go ahead and give that information out.
Sure. We can be reached at my email address. It's B as in Baker, W-O, N like Nancy, E-A-L-E, the number 1 at hotmail.com. Phone number is 412-461-6832. And our website is www.withthisringtravel.com. and we are on Facebook under With This Ring Destination Weddings and Honeymoons.
Very good, very good. I'm sure that some of our listeners will want to contact you to just talk about some of the possibilities. But now, what about the guests that will be joining our bride and groom on this special occasion? What are there any packing items that they need to take into consideration, or just planning items? Because I know if you're doing international, I mean, there's the whole visa and passport piece to that. So can you talk a little bit about just kind of that preparation also from the guest standpoint?
The passport is the most important piece. In today's world, it's almost something that you should have because you need to have it.
Like your driver's license almost.
A lot of clients don't have that, and that's the biggest thing. And one of the first things we mention is if they're traveling someplace that a passport is needed, we make sure they're clear that the passport has to be taken care of, and we don't want them waiting until a week before or 2 weeks before to get that. The other thing is they have to make sure that they're traveling with any medications they need. There's also insurance that's offered. We do highly recommend that they purchase travel insurance when they're traveling to cover anything that may take place out of the norm. We've not talked much about cruise weddings, but I want my guests to have passports when they go on cruises, because what can happen is the Carnival Cruise Line or whatever cruise line will say you don't need a passport. But if something happens, if you get sick, if you miss the ship, you're now in a country without documentation. So I advise all clients traveling internationally, be it by boat, by air, make sure they have passports to travel. Not a passport card, but an actual passport.
You know, that is a very, very, very good tip, Brenda. And I agree with you about that, too, that a passport in this day and time is pretty easy to get. And it's just one of those things, almost like your driver's license, that really you should just have one of those. And especially if you do any amount of traveling. And with something like this, you don't want to miss, you know, any part of the celebration. So even if there is a, you know, pre-wedding dinner or a reception or something like that, you don't want to arrive, you know, late because, you know, you didn't have all of your documentation in order. So I agree that, you know, that planning is, you know, one of the first things, even for the guests, you know, to really kind of look at where the location is. You want to also look at, you know, the packing of your attire as well, and making sure that you're going to be comfortable, because if it's a beach wedding, you certainly don't want to take heels to, you know, to attend a beach wedding. So just things
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
You talked about
that. And also very important, too, for guests to understand, and for clients to understand, the requirement for being a resident on an island in order to be married. So many islands now have waived those requirements. We have a wedding in July. The guests will be arriving on Carnival Cruise. We'll be taking them in St. Kitts to a restaurant on a beach. They'll get married there, and then they'll come celebrate with their family and friends and get right back on board. There is a no residency requirement in St. Kitts. Makes it very easy for the guests to get married. So that's another way to do it. If you don't want to fly to an island and spend time, you can get a group of friends together and family and take a cruise. And you don't necessarily have to get married on board ship, though you can. You can get married at a nearby beach and have a fabulous reception as well.
Sounds perfect.
That does. You mentioned a lot of these inclusive packages, that you really have to be concerned about tips. Now, if you're going to be paying for tips, would that be done in the currency of that place, or would that be done via credit cards or another system? Or one
Most
tip at
countries
the end?
Are fine with the dollar bills. I encourage my guests to walk with some dollar bills, because you have to understand, most of those employees are not paid very well, and most of them do provide excellent customer service. So that dollar may not mean much to you and I, but it means an awful lot to that person who's working. So I advise clients to walk with the dollar bills. They can be U.S. bills. And do feel free to tip those people who really, really provide that customer service for you, because it means so much to them.
And I know, Brenda, that you do a great job with planning weddings. In full disclosure here, Brenda and I actually met in Aruba, so I've had a chance to, you know, to talk with Brenda and to just see all the great work that you're doing. So I want to thank you, Brenda, for coming and sharing your expertise here with our listeners. And quickly, if you would give maybe just a phone number again, because we are running down on the clock here, how people can get
sure,
in touch
Anita
with you.
Sure, Anita and Bill, thank you so much. It's 412-461-6832.
Thank you, Brenda. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to